The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So what is today? Weddings Day?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Weddings Day.
It's Weddings
Hump Day. Well, they call it Hump Day when most people get it on the weekend. Old boy asked me that one time. He had me going, man. So today is Lindsay's last day of the week. And then tomorrow we have a special guest coming in. Not that you're not special. You're just right. Not a guest.
Mm-hmm.
With a big announcement.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is the special guest going to be here the whole time? You know, all the way even through Extra Funny and stuff, Riggins? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't
well,
know.
One of us should probably find out about
well.
That. I guess I will.
I would imagine she'll probably be here as long as she can.
Or is it going to be a recorded thing that she or he does, like, you know, like Kamala did with that dinner that everybody went to, but Kamala, you know, she did that.
For the Catholic charities or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I think she's going
to
be here.
I do have some questions from this person to ask you after the show.
Okay, just me?
Both of you.
Oh. Okay. Or just Riggins? But yeah, you got it, Riggins.
You can handle it.
What about me?
No, you can leave.
All right.
Well, do you want to do it right now so we can save some time and we can all leave at the same time? Is there anything really you can't
do? Oh, no, I thought he was telling Lindsay to leave right now.
I know. Well, I was about to be like, well, okay.
Mm. No, you're free to go.
All right. So earlier in the regular old show today, Riggins had these things where you could tell if you're still cool or not. He was giving Lindsay the little test. You said you had some more of those that we didn't get to that would be funny for her?
I think so.
Old, non-cool, old chick.
Yeah, we got to find out if she's actually cool or not.
We got to get down to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so we'll get into that next.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. Well, I had some information here as an update about those conjoined twins we were talking about the other day. One of them got married, and then the other one, you know, has to be there all the time.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
I love that stuff.
And then also a lady who suffers from that condition where a person has nonstop uncontrollable orgasms.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
But this game to find out if Lindsay's still cool, I think, is funnier.
Okay.
Especially if we can just
make fun of her.
Yeah.
So it's a list of 23 things that make you an objectively cool person. So there's no argument about this. If you do these things, you're cool. And we went through the first five, and Lindsay, like, checked off all of them, except for being a reader.
But I feel like that shouldn't be on the list.
Yeah, that's a nerd thing.
Well, it gets weirder. Like, those were the almost the most normal ones, like play an instrument and know how to make one signature cocktail. She said, yes, she can do all that stuff.
The instrument is an oboe. So is that cool or does it make it not cool?
It didn't specify
that. It just said any instrument.
I feel like that shaves off some points, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do.
It's a juice harp.
A reed instrument.
Is an oboe one of the worst ones, like the nerdiest ones?
I mean, yeah.
It's not quite a theremin.
Unless you're from the Middle East.
Yeah.
Like, and there's a cobra coming up out of the back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
If you can dance.
Oh, well, come on.
Lindsay can dance. Yeah. She's been dancing for a long time.
Professional dance. She's a retired
professional
dancer.
Is the retired part make it?
No, you can still do it, though.
Yeah.
You can still dance.
Not as good.
Oh, yeah. She can do it.
Yeah, she figured.
But yours is still the only uniform that they've ever retired at the NBA team, right?
That I'm aware of. If I go back and there's another one, I'm going to be a little crushed.
A little peeved.
Yeah.
So it's in a shadow box frame and everything in the arena.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. It's actually on display in the arena.
It does say LG on it. That's what they called me. So, yeah.
That's dope, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Good for you. And you don't have to say yes to all these things, but if you do any of these things, they say you're objectively cooler. Like glass blowing. If you know how to blow glass, you're cool.
Who what? Is glass?
Yeah, right.
That's weird.
You have reasonable skill in any traditional craft. Weaving, pottery, blacksmithing, quilting.
What?
Some nerd came up with this list.
That's right.
That's right. Because none of those things are cool, except maybe blacksmithing. That's cool.
Blacksmithing is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Crocheting. Like, what?
If you have skill in any martial art, you're objectively cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. It said discipline is cool. The fascination with violence is not.
I'd kick somebody's ass right now.
You're objectively cool if you know somebody famous.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody famous?
I mean, yeah.
You do?
Michael Jordan.
Hello, the two people sitting on either side of you.
Oh, well, also TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, right up there with Michael Jordan.
Absolutely. Obviously.
You know one great story or one great joke that you can whip out at any time?
Story, I guess. Isn't that kind of what we do? But not a joke. I'm not a... Let me tell you a
like
joke.
Like an anecdotal joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Women are usually not into that.
No.
Not even the one about the Flintstones I told you years and years ago.
I'm sure I would. I love that one. I'm sure. I don't remember it.
No, I'm just kidding.
There's oh, my God.
You've adopted a shelter pet. People who like animals are likely not psychopaths. People like strange, slightly messed up animals are compassionate and tend to choose unique over perfect. That makes you cool.
Oh.
No,
oh,
it doesn't.
Guess I'm cooler than Lindsay.
You're able to change a flat tire. Problem solving is cool.
I've been shown several times. I could do it.
Yeah.
If I absolutely was the last person on earth.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? And then you wouldn't even need a car. So
we're still driving around.
Yeah.
You can be comfortable, unstimulated in your own company. Meaning you can just sit there and not...
With your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't have that time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and my wife will say that I can't put my phone down long enough, you know, to do it. Yeah. But I love doing that, mm-hmm. just sitting and not doing a thing. Just, mm-hmm. But then again, I have all the voices in my head, so they keep me entertained.
Yeah.
Those are your friends.
Yeah.
You regularly engage in community-focused volunteer activity.
I mean, I am on a charity committee.
It's true.
Oh.
Couple.
Mm-hmm. You have a DIY ability or a mindset.
That I don't know.
No.
No. I want to.
Yeah.
But I just would rather buy it and get it over with.
I hear it. Like, even the way you say it, I'd rather just buy it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You have a degree of reasonable self-sufficiency?
I'd say
you do. You seem very independent when I knew you the first time.
Yeah, I mean...
Studio apartments and bouncing around in different places.
I used to be a lot more independent than I am now.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because I rely on someone financially and, you know.
But, I mean, you have a partner now.
Right.
And he's probably not as independent as he was because two become one.
Come on, dude. You don't
believe
that, really, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, we rely on...
Hey, DJ. Right?
Right. You know. You know he can't change a tire either.
Yeah,
Kenny,
do you know?
Who, Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're into fencing, you know...
Come on. Who wrote
this? You can't build a fence?
Yeah.
Who wrote this?
It's a nerd. I'm telling you, some nerd came up with all this stuff to make him or herself feel better.
Who fences?
These are just like obscure things. So if you can say yes to any of them. But I've never known a fencer to know if they're cool or not.
Usually it's like a private school thing, right? You see that in movies.
I feel like it's a rich, like jumping horses and stuff. It's like it's a rich thing, hobby to get into. What else? If you're multilingual? Bilingual?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You don't speak any other languages?
I took 9 years of French and know like 3 words.
9 years?
Nine?
Why?
Kindergarten to ninth grade.
Every year you had French or you just kept flunking it?
Now that
I flunked it nine times, yeah. So I had 9 years of French.
Yeah,
I used to French teach
in kindergarten. Yep.
So with the whole reading thing, and you don't read books.
Yeah.
Do you do like so many other millennials, and you have to have the subtitles on a TV show even when it's in English?
I can't stand a subtitle.
Yeah, I won't watch a movie that's in subtitles.
I cannot stand. What? Explain that to me. What?
Well, I've tried to ask all the millennials that work in here,
mm-hmm.
Riggins, Rob, and when Alexis was here mm-hmm. every day, they all act like I was stupid for not having the subtitles on. And I said, why do you need, it's in English. Why do you need the subtitles? And they all said, because you're busy doing other things and you don't miss something. But that makes no sense, because if you're busy doing other things, you wouldn't see the words on the screen.
Right.
Like if you're looking at your phone or you're doing other things while the show's on, you wouldn't be able to read the subtitles. So I never understood that.
The only time I've ever put them on is if I'll rewind something because I didn't understand what they said and I still didn't understand. So I'll turn them on just to see, oh, mm-hmm. what did they just say? But if it's on, I'm focused on reading it and I'm not watching the show.
And then I figured out what it is. And then the millennials scoffed at me for saying it. But I think millennials are so programmed that if there is technology available, whether it's beneficial or not, mm-hmm. they have to use it. So there's technology that puts subtitles on the screen, mm-hmm. and they feel like if they're not using it, then they're missing out on something.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah, and I say they, but I know you're a millennial too, but you're in the very edge of the upper age of the millennial.
Yeah, I don't even. Am I the upper? Yeah, I'm like. Are you? Oh, because it's a fifth. No, I'm not. I'm actually. I think I act more not like a millennial. I mean, not just that, just in general. Yeah. But
or some people would say less.
That could be. I'll act less like a millennial. That's a good, yeah. Couldn't think of that word. Thank you, TJ. So that, yeah, no, that's silly.
Because that's silly. My little friend Jenny is a millennial, too.
Right.
But at the top, like, she's a year older than you are.
Yeah.
Her husband, handsome husband Michael, is too. So
yeah,
so they're not like weird millennials either.
You know, another thing I don't use, and I always wonder who uses this. On the remote, you hold the button down and you talk, and it's just like, maybe it's because they just don't understand me because like my twang, I'm super southern. I don't know. Do y'all use that to like search a show?
No.
By voice.
You talk into the remote.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
Oh, y'all aren't using that technology?
No, that's stupid. I don't mean
that. Oh.
Okay, well, good.
Same as the subtitles.
No, subtitles aren't stupid. I need to be able to hear it and see it.
You can't just hear it.
Sometimes I don't hear it.
Hmm. Well, I don't think you need a hearing aid.
I don't want to stop the progress of the show going on, so if I don't hear it, I can look at the screen and see it.
Yeah. Hmm.
I want every bit of that screen to be showing the show. I paid for every inch of that TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any words taking up any of the space.
Yeah.
And I damn sure am not going to watch a show that's so foreign I don't understand what they're saying.
Never.
Not in my house, by God.
I don't even like the voiceover shows. Like, they're in English, but their lips aren't.
Oh yeah, yeah. The overdubs.
The overdub. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I won't watch that crap.
Can't stand it because their lips aren't going with the word.
Mm-mm.
And I'll think about it the whole time.
No way.
Yeah.
But to each their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it is a weird thing.
Strange.
How opposite people are with the subtitles and not subtitles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One day I turned our TV on, and Jody had it on subtitles. Oh. And I said, what in the hell are you doing? Why was this TV on subtitles? And she goes, well, I was watching, and it's a reality show. I was watching that show with that English boxer, that Tyson Fury or whatever, and I couldn't understand a word he was saying half the time. So I had to turn it on to know what he was saying.
Yeah.
Because their accent's so thick. And I said, we're turning it off now, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and watch a movie with that on there.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, I'd have to turn it on. But
no, and actually, it is a, it's a, you know, I'm poking fun at millennials, but it, with me, it's more of a, I can't focus on the two things at one time.
Right.
I get caught up looking at the words instead of the picture and all that. And I don't, when I'm watching a show, I don't want anything interrupting the focus of watching it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want anybody talking. I don't want, every show that I watch should be treated like a movie at the theater.
Right.
Where nobody should be talking during the dialogue or anything. I don't like to be distracted while I'm watching the show. It's that important.
Yeah.
It is very important.
And maybe I just can't skim fast enough to watch the show. Maybe I'm a slow reader. Is that what I'm getting at?
I freely admit that.
Yeah.
Because when I'm reading books, I can't just read the words and go fast. I have to hear it in my head as a narration.
Right.
Like there's a voiceover person reading it in my head.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
And a lot of people call that a learning disability.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.